This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Good on you, Anthony. Thank you very much indeed for your 9 o'clock news. And he'll be back just ahead of Sports World with another bulletin of 882 6PR news. And as I say, a very good morning to you, Robert Drew. We've got some pretty exciting news this morning, very quickly.
We have some very exciting news.
Going to hold it off for just 2 seconds.
Yep.
Because joining us in the studio today is the ever popular and becoming a little bit of a 6PR media superstar, I might say, Andrew Booth. Who's our resident building inspector and handyman from ABBC. How are you, mate?
I'm very well.
Thank you for coming in. And we had an interesting discussion on the drive show earlier this week, Thursday, about building inspections and the complaints to the Building Commission, which last couple of years have gone up a bit, although apparently, according to the Commission, they've receded just a little bit in the last year. So, you know, but still a lot of complaints coming in, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. Over 1,000 a year.
Mm.
The Commission has statistics to back up what they're saying, but sometimes it's, what did Mark Twain say? Lies, and damn statistics.
Yes, it's something like that. Yeah. Well, the exciting news we have, folks, is that we welcome back to 886BR's Talking Property program as our major sponsor for 2017, Gemmell Homes. And we're really thrilled to have them back on board, and we'll be having a quick chat to Craig about one or two of his special homes that are available a little bit later on in the program. So good to have you back, Craig. Good to have Gemmell Homes back on board.
Certainly is. Very good.
You wouldn't get too many complaints about them, I wouldn't have thought, Andrew.
No, and the ones that I have had have been dealt with very well by Craig himself. So
He's very hands-on.
He's a good operator.
Yeah, he really is one of the best in the business. There's no two ways about that. And that's important. I mean, it's such a massive investment that when you entrust, $500,000 in house and land, if you like, just to, you know, to make it a round figure, that's a lot of money, and you want to know that people are going to do the right thing by you, and Gemmell Homes do.
Well, it's refreshing to see a builder not run from problems. For, you know, quite a few of the builders tend to stick their head in the sand and pretend that they don't have issues, they don't have problems, they don't communicate well with their clients.
Mm.
Whereas I found Craig and his staff to be out there, they recognise they're on a difficult job.
Mm.
They've may have made a few blues, but they get in there and talk to the client and tell them how it's going to be fixed, and then make sure it is fixed on according to the program that they set.
Mm.
And that's all the customer's asking for.
Yeah,
I don't think customers out there
They don't expect 100% result first up. There's a few little bits and pieces with every builder that
Can go wrong with building a house.
Yeah, that need to be attended to. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, usually the building inspector's role too is not to, we're not there to throw stones. We're just to point out the obvious and say, well, you know, the drawings say this. Why is it built like that?
Mm.
And quite often it's an innocent mistake, or it's a previous issue of the plan that the builder's working off.
Mm. A friend of mine actually moved in. No, hadn't quite moved in. This is going back a long time now. Was about to move in to a unit. I think it was in Redcliffe, and it was only partially completed. And the
to have a roof.
It had a roof, but the toilet was interesting, to say the least. It was relatively small, to the extent that in actual fact you couldn't shut the door. If the door was open, it was in an open position.
Break your knees.
Yeah, because it hit the pedestal on the way through. Can you believe it? No, seriously. And the builder sort of...
This is only meant for standing up.
Yeah.
Well, it's to increase the ventilation, Harvey.
Yeah. There you go.
They could have gone back. That's design, though, I think.
Do you get utterly stupid things? Do you see stupid things like that in the... Is that me or you? It's me again. Sorry. Andrew, you started something last night.
Time's up.
Andrew sent me a message last night, and I didn't put my phone on silent. I haven't learnt by my mistakes. Two cartons of Crownies to me. Have you seen some really dumbass stupid things in your world of inspections?
I wouldn't say they were necessarily dumbass. I mean, you do see some
That's a technical term, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you see some interesting things done with silicon.
Fix it all silicon.
I've got a few friends that have experimented in that area. Oh, different silicon, right.
But
that's for the late night show, mate.
But you also see, like, there's no accounting for taste either. You know, some clients want some interesting things. I remember going into a bathroom and the client had green and red checkerboard bathroom floor tiles.
Well, that'd be good after a big night out.
It wasn't very easy on the eye, but that's what the client wanted. The client was happy as Larry.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is beauty is in the eye of the beholder sometimes with these things.
Yeah, beauty is in the eye of the beer holder. anyway, 9221882, folks, if you would like to ask Rob or Andrew any sort of a question about property, obviously Andrew's expertise is in building inspections, but he's got a great knowledge overall, which Rob has, of course, so he'll answer all your general questions, I would have thought. You can send a text to 19999677 or pop an email into harvey@6pr.com.au. I would have thought now we're into, what, the 14th of January today?
Mm, so should be cranking up.
Holidays are kind of over, for most people, over, and back to normal, are you?
A little bit. Yes, certainly a bit more inquiry out there. It was slow leading up to Christmas. I think a bit of pent-up demand. People were holding off. So certainly found a little bit of a pickup in activity and inquiry. But what's interesting, we look in the west today, although it's only wafer thin, the real estate section, we do have the Perth real estate market facts from Reba. And interesting to see that we're just on 14,000 listings, which is less than 12 months ago and less than 3 months ago. So obviously a lot of properties came off the market over the Christmas period. We're not seeing, other than certain segments, certainly in the apartment and new build, there's a lot of stock out there in certain areas. But generally speaking, there's not an oversupply of stock. So we're seeing the sellers in a little respect sort of boycotting the market a bit too. And I think they're sort of sitting back going, well, we're not too excited about the fact that prices have come back 5 or 10% since 2013. So let's just wait and see. And hopefully 2017 will be a better year. So interesting over the next couple of weeks, Harvey, whether we see how many more new listings come on the market. Because I know there's a few frustrated buyers out there going, well, I can't find anything decent.
All right, still a buyer's market, naturally enough. We will talk about those. In fact, we'll start now while we're waiting for our calls to come through on building inspections. And we did have a chat to the Building Commission on Drive on Thursday, as you know, Andrew. And they were going through some facts and figures of complaints. And there's a clear line, isn't there, that is drawn between registered builders and non-registered builders. And it seems to me, after talking to you and them, that the vast majority of the complaints are from perhaps almost do-it-yourself people.
Yes, it's probably 50-50 in terms of contractors versus registered builders. Mm. So you may, for example, want to have your new driveway put down with exposed aggregate paving, and you know, you're going to be spending $20,000-$25,000 on a new driveway.
Mm.
There are pitfalls in doing it. In any time you're spending that sort of money, you need to do your homework. You need to do your research. You know, if you were going to put $20,000 on a horse, you would want to know its lineage. You would want to know how many times it's run. You wouldn't want to know what its form was. You'd want to see video of its last three races. Exactly the same if you're putting down concrete. You would want a reference from the person. You want to talk to the last three customers that had used the guy. You'd want to find out, well, what is he actually doing, and are there any pitfalls to it? So, you know, does it need to have expansion joints? Where would the expansion joints go? Is he just going to rock up and put them where you don't want them, or are you going to plan for it? So so many times we see people that have got into a dispute, they don't even have a plan, just even a fag packet describing what
that goes
they
back
wanted.
Away.
I mean, it just makes common sense that you would describe, hey, this is what
that's
I want.
That's the term you got from Caratha, I'd say.
So what your day's up, mate. This is the problem with some people who don't have to be registered or licensed, isn't it? And I mentioned the, and we discussed that during the week too, the volume of complaints, Rob, that flow from that area. If you're going to get anything done, Andrew makes a good point. You're spending a big quid. Have it done by a registered builder, and there is some recourse if things are not quite right.
Yeah, and that's why I've been pushing for a long time the Queensland model, where all the trades are licensed. You know, the trades in Queensland have to be able to demonstrate to the government body, yes, I can do the work. Yes, I'm insured for what I'm doing.
Important.
And they have to provide a warranty up to the value of the work that they're doing.
Mm.
So if you've had a $20,000 job done, you know, there's a $20,000 warranty on the work that
holds them to account by the sounds of it.
Correct. Mm. So, and it's also something that those trades can lose if they are repeatedly doing a bad job. You know, in Queensland, people get used to asking, well, where's your gold card? You know, that's if you're talking about your Amex or your visa
here.
If you're a little old lady and you want to have two doors hung, the first question you're asking the subcontractor is, well, where's your gold card?
Mm.
And if they can't provide it, then you know immediately, well, this is either going to be a cashy or it's going to be, it's not quite a kosher job.
Yeah, okay. All right, 9221882. I want to get on to the subject of owner-builders too. I know that's a topic you're close to, Andrew, and you wanted us to talk about that this morning, and we will. We'll pay some bills first, though. It's coming up to 16 past 9.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. If you love listening to the radio, you'll love listening to Simon Beaumont.
Have a listen to the pipes on that guy.
Absolutely. Sounds a lot like Roddy Stewart, doesn't he?
Rod Stewart.
The Aussie Roddy Stewart. I can't stand it. You know, like, this has got knots in it. No, it's like you know, remember the curly phone?
Yeah, kids? Yeah.
You know when they get a kink in them?
Mm.
I can't stand it. I have to fix it.
All right. He's angry at us, everybody. He's just fixing up the headphone cords.
You'll hear great things on Afternoons with Simon Beaumont. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
That is the sound of fresh. The fresh that Tony Al Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market has been selling for over 50 years. The kind of fresh you can see, hear and taste. With fruit and veg supplied direct from local WA farms. Along with a great range of dairy, bread, cold meats and cheese. Open 7 days at 86 Hammond Road, Coburn Central. Tony Ale Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. For all your fresh food needs.
The following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes. And once again, welcome back to 2017 to 6PR, Craig Gemmell, who's going to be talking about the latest deal. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really good, Harvey. Good morning, Rob, Andrew.
Morning.
Thanks for having me back, mate.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, mate. you mentioned Andrew, and you know Andrew. I didn't realise until about 30 seconds ago he's a Carlton supporter. We wouldn't have had him on the show if we'd known that.
Well, given the record that we've had, Harvey, over the last few years, I think it's time for us to be humble.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry, Craig. No.
Well, we've dished out coaches, we've dished out our top two players, mate. We can't be fairer than that.
No, you're spot on. But look, what you're speaking about today, or what I'm going to speak about, is our latest deal, and it's Gemmell Homes' signature four-bedroom, three-bathroom design. And they've proven to be popular in the past, Harvey, and our latest promotion won't disappoint either.
Sorry, am I hearing things? Did you say three bathrooms?
Exactly, Harvey, and it's a feature in itself, and we've got two stunning designs with these homes, the Daytona Beach and the Palm Springs. And both these homes have been designed for the modern family with great features like home theatre, activity room, scullery, guest suite, which incorporates the third bathroom. And the whole family can enjoy that if they want. Three bathrooms for the price of two, Harvey.
Well, that is literally something for everyone, isn't it, Craig?
That's right. And it doesn't stop there. As an added bonus now for January, we've thrown in a sound and vision package with a 65-inch TV, a soundbar, Bluetooth ceiling speakers, LED lighting. I've got a pause here, and USB points to the kitchen.
Holy mackerel. That does sound absolutely fantastic. How do we get more details on these homes, mate?
Look, for more info on these great designs, have a look at our website, which is simply gemmell.com.au, or for any sales inquiries, give us a bell on 9263 4450.
Righto, that's gemmell.com.au, and that number, which you know, is pretty much manned around the clock, isn't it? 9263
24 hours,
yeah,
Harvey.
Yeah, that's right. 9263 4450. Great to have you back, mate. You have a lovely weekend.
You too. Thanks, gentlemen. Bye.
That was Craig Gemmell on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
If you're after unbeatable value on a new car, you can't drive past Subaru Wangaratta's massive 2016 plate clearance. For a limited time only, get fantastic deals across a great range of 2016 plated Subarus. And with the best trade-in prices around and Subaru Wangaratta's amazing finance options, you just can't afford to miss it. Race into Subaru Wangaratta today for their spectacular 2016 plate clearance. End soon. Great cars, even better prices. Subaru Wangaratta. Worth a drive. DL17103.
While you're enjoying some holiday shopping, don't let crooks enjoy it too. Thieves pick easy targets, so remember to keep your valuables safe. If you're out shopping, make sure your bag is closed and don't leave it unattended in the trolley. Only carry small amounts of cash in your wallet or purse. When you purchase a new mobile phone, record the IMEI number located near the phone's battery. And also, be observant. Don't let people distract you. Help WA Police. And let's make it tougher for crooks.
Buying or selling your property? Then you will need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, it is for Gemmell Homes, and you can join the conversation 9221882. You can ask questions of either Rob or Andrew, both in the studio, to satisfy your every need today. Let's go to Col of Port Kennedy. G'day, Col.
G'day, guys. I've got a general question. I've been in my house for 12 years. Prior to that, the council planted trees along my verge. Now, the root of the tree is coming up above my lawn, and it's going to go into my next-door neighbour's driveway and probably uplift that. Mm. Should I get hold of the shire? Because it's not my responsibility.
Certainly should. That's the shire's tree, and a lot of shires now obviously have tree policies. I know City of Stirling went around and valued all of their trees, which was an interesting thing, and they are very much on to, that trees add value to suburbs, but at the end of the day, the tree is on their verge, it is their responsibility. It's the same when a tree needs cutting back. Generally, they have good policies and timing to come through and cut the trees back so they're not interfering, obviously, with electrical wires and alike and property. But certainly that is the council, local shire's responsibility. If it's causing damage, get onto the local shire straight away and advise them. I'm sure that they'll get someone out to have a look and deal with it.
So I have seen a house across the road from me where someone's come along, a private operator, obviously I guess is from the shire, on behalf of the shire,
yes,
come along and cut the root, chop,
yep,
along the lawn. So I'm guessing that it should be no cost to me, should it?
Should be no cost to you, and they don't really encourage you to do it yourself. They like to do it themselves, obviously, because it's their responsibility to maintain the tree on what is effectively the property that they are required to maintain.
And the other risk, the other risk you've got, Cole, is that if you start taking out roots down the front and you take out NBN, you take out the underground power, take out the gas,
big dollars.
It's much better that the council does that.
Yeah.
What sort of a tree was it? What sort of a tree? What sort of a tree is it, Cole?
Well, I don't know. It's a
big one,
an irritating one.
You would. The normal one that they put around the verges, and it works. Well, leaves lots of leaves. Put it this way, leaves lots of leaves in the gutters, and it's cleaned up all year.
Yeah. Now the council will look after that. That's their job.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much indeed, Cole. Good on you. You can join us, 9221882. Yeah, owner builders, Andrew. How do you get to be an owner builder if you want to be? And I don't.
Well, anybody can be an owner builder. It's just a matter of making application to the Building Commission. You don't have to have any particular aptitude. You don't have to pass a test.
Sorry for laughing, but
it's and there's about 1,000 homes a year that are built with owner builders because, I mean, the government, I suppose, is giving people free rein to do what they want to do. You don't have to be tied to use a registered builder. But, yes, for building works over $20,000, you can be an owner builder, but it does come with a particular list of conditions. One of the conditions is that you almost never can sell the property within 3 years. It's very, very hard to get the permission. You have to get permission from the minister to be able to sell.
Why is that?
It's because there was a time when people were building for themselves repetitively.
Yeah, effectively becoming developers without a building license. Yeah,
right. They were becoming registered builders. So the registered builders, to push back on that, said, okay, well, you know, and as an owner builder, you can't pick up a license with for another 6 years. So you can get a license now. You've got to wait another 6 years
before you do need a license to be an owner builder.
So you do need you do need a license. You do need to go to the building commissioning and get a license. And when you're picking up the building permit, that's the license number that you're giving to.
Yeah, but once you've got your permit, once you've got your permit as an owner builder, I take it you can't just grab your toolkit and go and start working on the house yourself and doing the electrical work and all those things. You need subbies that are, I presume, licensed in that particular area.
You still have to do it the same way as a regular builder would do it, yes. I mean, there are trades that you can, if you're handy enough, you can do it yourself. And I had...
See, Harvey knows his limitations, so that's good.
I had one last year where the guy didn't know his limitations. He he laid the concrete pad, he built the wall frames, he clad it, he put the roof on, but he also did his own gas plumbing. And filled the roof space with gas. Yeah, it was pretty scary. Well, not only if he gassed his family, it would have been it would have been disastrous. So yes, you do have to know your limitations. It is always good to employ good trades. But the other thing too is where it impacts on Rob is that in that 3 to 6 year period, you can sell, but you've got to put in place the same insurances that any other builder would have, and they have to put in place what's called owner builder
insurance.
Indemnity insurance.
Because I imagine there are a lot of people who become owner builders just to construct their own home. Do you get that? And they're quite happy just with their own.
No, you can't be an owner builder for another person. You can't be an owner builder.
Well, otherwise you're a registered builder.
Correct. You can't build for a client. You can only build for yourself.
But as you said, because of these new regulations, that stops people from saying, I'm building a house for myself, and they occupy it for 5 minutes and then sell it and then go and build another one somewhere else. Yeah, you can't do that.
They can't.
Okay, that's the difference. Yeah.
What you can do is you can have your wife build the next one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She'd be about as good as me.
So you build one, then your wife builds one, then you build one, then your wife builds one. That's how owner builders are getting around it.
Yeah. So does that need to be tightened up?
I don't know how you can. I don't know that, you know, that each person is an entity.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can really police that sort of that manipulation of the rules. No.
People always manipulate the rules.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the number of times that I'm going to a building inspection and I it's pretty obvious to me that it is an owner builder that's built it, and I'll ask the question, have you got your housing indemnity in place? This is for a house that's being sold. And they'll say, what's housing indemnity?
Insurance.
And then I'm looking at the real estate agent and the agent's going, oh, damn.
Uh-oh.
I really... because it's a 4 to 6 week process to get it inspected, get the insurances in place, so that you've got that piece of paperwork to transfer over to the new prospective purchaser.
Yeah, okay. Good. That's very interesting stuff. Meg. Hello, Meg.
Oh, good morning.
Morning, Meg.
I wonder if you can tell me what the policy is of tenants changing the locks.
Changing locks?
Yeah, well, changing locks on the doors, like regarding the sort of the people that own the property.
Yeah, they shouldn't be changing locks without your approval.
They can't. Mm. And what happens if we say no?
Well, I suppose you've got to look at it and see, is it a security issue? And there is a requirement under the Residential Tenancies Act that you provide a secure property.
Yeah.
So, and deadlocks and window locks. So you need to take that into measure. Look, if the tenant wants to provide extra security, I wouldn't be discouraging that as long as it's done appropriately and properly, and that you have keys as well, because you do need a key to the property as the owner. You need it. Your managing agent will need it for inspections.
Yeah. So do they have to supply them if they want the locks changed?
Well, that's by agreement, but yes, generally they will, because they're changing it, and therefore they'll need to supply the appropriate keys.
Okay, then. Right. That's all right, then. Thanks very much indeed.
Good. You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed, Meg. Now, 9221882. The board is absolutely free. If you would like to, give us a call, or you want to send a text, I'm just looking now. One's coming through on 19999677. If you can't find the owner as the property next door is vacant. Do we contact the council to organise the tree to be cut down? That's a follow-up text.
Well, if it's on the verge, yes, that's not a problem because it's the council's responsibility. But if it's on private property, you've really got to talk to the owner. Mm. Or if it's overhanging your property, well, you're entitled to cut it back to the fence line.
Mm.
And the best thing to do is dispose of it. But technically, under the Dividing Fences Act, you can return the tree to them. But that's generally not good for neighbourly relationships. So it depends whether it's on private property or it's on council property. But if the tree's on council property in the sense that it's the verge, then the council's required to maintain it. You know, the interesting thing with verges, because a lot of people think, oh, the council's required to maintain the verge. No, they're not. You have use of it, and
you've
therefore...
You've got to keep it neat and tight.
You got to, yeah, well, not everyone does, unfortunately.
No, of course not.
A lot of people do take a lot of respect to their property and keep the verge neat and tidy and so on. But when it comes to trees, it's a bit of a different matter because, obviously, that's the council responsibility.
Yep, okay. More calls soon. 9221882. This is Talking Property for Gemmell Homes. It's 29 to 10.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. Australia's biggest bingo event is back on Saturday, February 11 at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. Doors open at 10 a.m, eyes down at midday. Supported by 6PR, there's huge cash prizes, plus a $15,000 holiday to be won thanks to Holiday Planet Travel. Book a Ticket Tech for Telethon Mega Bingo. Proudly supported by PCEC, Mel Atwell Billiards and Bingo, Holiday Planet, Channel 7 and 882, 6PR.
During the BMW Summer Sales Festival, you will receive free on-roads across the range of ultimate driving machines. Begin the year in style and visit Auto Classic or West Coast BMW today. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
This time of the year is when many of us are getting our household bills in order. Luckily, the 50 Up Club has just launched a limited time life insurance special offer. For the first time ever, get a massive 25% discount on your first year of 50 Up life insurance. And after that, you'll still get a 20% discount for the life of your cover. Get an obligation-free quote at 50upclub.com.au. 50 Up Club Life Insurance Cover is issued by Australian-owned, award-winning Noble Oak Life Limited and subject to underwriting processes. Any general advice provided by Noble Oak does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. To ensure this cover is right for you, please read the PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
Up to 40% off at ABC Blinds' biggest and best post-Christmas sale. Save on awnings, blinds, Venetians and curtains. And don't forget our 5% price beat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Phil Hazel. I was diagnosed with dementia at 56. Call the National Dementia Helpline. They'll give you the right advice and send you a free dementia kit. Phone 1800 100 500. That's 1800 100 500.
Another 60-second mentor, Ramsey Choker, co-founder of the Grounds of Alexandria.
Everyone is creative. You just got to learn the process of how to do it. You've got to want to defy convention. You've got to want to go where the path is not gone before. You've got to have that desire to be able to create something truly great for yourself. Find out what's in your heart and tell the world what you want to do. There is processes to use, but if you start applying that and believing that and saying to yourself, you know, how can I make this different? What can I do that hasn't been done before? You start creating a vision in your mind that is an ideal world for yourself that people will respect and come to anyway. You have general managers or managers come to your business and they're so down a straight line. It's taken me nearly 4 or 5 years to be able to crack that code for people and say, you know, one of our main values is creating, innovating, you know, pushing boundaries, doing things that no one else has done before. A lot of people come to us not knowing they're already great and we just help them to spark the light within them. And the grounds is, it's just a beginning for us to do something that kind of hasn't been done in the world before. You know, we're trying to make the country better.
Hear more mentors at 60 Second Mentor.
Buy buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
This is Talking Property for Gemmell Homes, and phones have lit up, we're very pleased to say. First up this time is Gary from Queen's Park. Hi, Gary.
How you going, guys?
Good. Very good. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things I'd like to mention today. The first of all was our rental. We had a problem, you might remember me, I rang you probably 12 months ago about bad tenants next to us, partying all night and all day. Well, the agent actually did really nothing about it until they stopped paying the rent. And then it cost them $8,000 to get rid of the people.
Well, obviously there were early signs there were problems there and probably should have jumped on it straight away. Because you certainly can breach them for, you know, causing a nuisance, most definitely.
Well, they didn't do anything. They sat on their hands because, you know, they wanted the tenants and they actually owned the house as well. That was one thing. But secondly, well, here it's all about trees. Yeah, we've just got a few quotes for renewal for our house insurance. And one of the first things they're asking now is, do you have a big tree near your house?
It's likely to fall on top of it and create an insurance claim.
Absolutely. It's every time you see a storm in the east, there's a tree sitting on top of the house. So they're right onto that now. And if you do, it costs you a hell of a lot more.
It's the first time I've heard of that.
Andrew, have you come across that?
I haven't come across that, but I know the insurers are trying to mitigate their risks as much as possible. There's certainly a lot of work in new homes gone into tying down of roofs. I can only see that that's a push from the insurance council to try and...
Well, that regulation's changed a few years back, didn't they, to tighten that up?
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
We had a massive one behind us, which we've had removed a few years ago, and it's probably still in the picture,
the satellite pictures.
Yeah. But as I said, no, that's been gone. It cost $3,000 to get rid of. But they're around the place, and people don't realise it's hitting them in the pocket with their insurance.
And as a matter of interest, how much extra was going to be the premium?
It was a couple of $100.
What, per year?
Well, that's significant.
Well, that's 15 years of tree cutting, I suppose. I mean...
Yes, that's right.
That's one way of looking at it, is maybe it's worth paying the extra $200 and keeping the tree.
Well, as you guys know, some people, you mention a term and they'll go, oh, well, it's not really bothering me, but when they start hearing about that, it's going to start bothering them.
It's interesting you should say that because around where I live, there is not near my place, but I suppose about four or five houses up, there is a seriously big tree. And if that did come down, the wrong way, obviously, that could cause all sorts of damage. And that is on property, in this case, owned by the vine. So you'd have to approach them to cut it down, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Okay, interesting one, Gary. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Good on you. Mark of Bedforddale. Hi, Mark.
Oh, good day, guys. Look, we're going through the process of selecting a builder to build a two-story home, and we are finding that there are essentially two designs. There's the older style, well, for the upper story, there's the older style double brick, but some builders use lightweight materials for the upper story. Now, their argument is that because it's lightweight materials, it's easy to build, it's therefore cheaper, but it has better insulation properties than the old double bricks. We're getting different views on this, so what's your comments on that?
It all depends on the way it's going to be insulated. And it also depends, I suppose, on the usage that you're putting to the upper story. If they're going to be bedrooms, it's probably going to be less of a worry because you're usually using bedrooms from 4 p.m. to midnight, and you know the change in temperature is not going to be huge. And during the day, people are at work, people are at school. If it was going to be a retreat or a lounge or something, or a study or something that's going to be used mostly during the day, then you are going to be sensitive to the amount of insulation you're putting in there. The speed of construction also might be a factor in terms of the cost as well. There's a few companies out there now that are actually prefabricating the upper story off-site, bringing it to site on a truck and then landing the upper story all in one go. So the jobs are finished in 5 or 6 weeks. So that might be something else that you might want to think of.
Well, I guess in general terms, the question is, if lightweight upper story materials are a better technology, why isn't everyone using them?
I think most of the builders in Perth would be using lightweight. The double brick construction does add significant weight to the existing house. It does call for extra structural concerns. I think you'd be finding that most of the builders are using lightweight construction. Purely at the moment, I would say, for cost. But there are a number of things that you can do in terms of different types of claddings, different types of insulation that you're putting inside the walls to beef up the insulation on them. And certainly things like changing to double glazing as well will also help you in terms of insulation.
Okay, Mark?
All right. No worries.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Paul. He's at Cannington. Hi, Paul.
Hi, fellas. Very, very interesting show. Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to follow through what the previous lady brought up about the keys, taking the cost factor out of the equation. I've often thought of that as a landlord. Let's say you've got some tenants in there that are probably less than desirable. They move on. You think, thank heavens for that. Your next lot of tenants or even the tenants later move in and they say, look, we've got young children and young girls. We don't feel comfortable. We'd like you to go and change all the locks on the doors and that. In reference to being compliant with the window locks and security screens, where would a landlord actually stand? Because that's probably a very good point, the fact that you don't know if your previous tenants or the tenants, two tenants before, have been undesirable and what they've been up to, because anybody can copy a key. As correct. A new tenant coming in, if they said to the landlord, look, lovely home, going to be long-term tenants, but we want you to go through and change all the locks for us because of... We just feel a bit more secure that way. Where would a landlord stand?
Look, it's a very good question. Under the Residential Tenancies Act, Section 45, I think it is, that there is a requirement for the owner to make the house secure. So, and a tenant can seek compensation if there is a loss because the house is not made secure, if they can prove to a magistrate that agent or the owner did not follow through with that. And then they have the question, as you've asked, with keys, you know, and it's a matter of practicality, I suppose. I think owners wouldn't want to be changing all of their locks every tenancy, 6 or 12 months. But certainly, and I don't honestly believe that there is a requirement to do that in every case, but there may well be a requirement if you have very bad tenants in a property to make the property secure and the agent feels there's good reason to advise the owner that they should change the locks, then yes, quite possibly. But I would say only really in that circumstance. But it's not common practice to change locks with every new tenancy. I think that would be a very onerous thing to put onto owners, and certainly not absolutely necessary, but in certain situations, yes, I think it is. So the owner's really got to look at that and say, well, okay, is there a risk? If there is a risk, then they should deal with it, because it is clearly stated on Residential Tenancies Act that the house must be secure. Okay. But it's a very good question.
Okay, Paul?
Okay, thank you, fellas. Yep.
We've got a keyless entry into cars, you know, some of the newer models now. When do you think, Andrew, we'll have, as a matter of course, keyless entry into our own homes?
It's already here.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah. It's been in for probably 8 years now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the latest ones are on fingerprint technology. Yeah. You walk up and put your finger on the pad and the door opens. Yeah.
Mm. Well, see, that'd solve that issue, wouldn't it? Because then once the old tenant's out, that's cancelled. New occupant.
Yeah, but even just putting in a 4-digit PIN, if you move your tenants out,
could change that. I suppose
it's easy to change that, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Remote control as well is available as well.
Mm.
So,
can that be applied to existing homes, or are they mainly in new buildings?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously changing the old lock set out and putting a new lock set in, but yeah, retrofitting is eminently possible, and then I suppose. That might be the solution in the case that they were talking about.
Correct, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, before the break, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hey, good morning. Just morning. In regards to that owner-builder's statement, that was so what we call the old days, where if you had a husband, wife and son on the title, each of them could be an owner-builder in their own right. But it got down to who was a joint tenant and tenants in common, if that was allowed. But there's a 12-page document now from the owner-builder, the Department of Commerce, and on the front page virtually states owner builder approvals are issued to all owners of the land, all owners must participate in this application and sign the application form. So what they've done, they're virtually saying, well, husband and wife, if your name's both on the title
you jointly are together. Yep.
You are the owner builders, and and they've restricted that. And I don't know too much about what they've done with the title situation, but
But look, it was a practical way of tightening it a bit, because if they're both on the title, then it's easy for the to see, well, okay, then they're jointly, effectively, even though it might be in one name, effectively jointly doing the owner builder. But I guess, as Andrew's saying, well, you know, if they've got properties in different names, then probably still be able to get around that to a degree. But nevertheless, there still is a requirement that there's that number of years. It was 6 years, wasn't it, or seven?
Six years. Six years for each individual.
Individual. So,
6 years from completion.
So, unless you change your wife every 5 years, you know. No, I'm not suggesting that.
And virtually, when they're looking at the owner builder situation, the main thing they're looking for is to save the cost of the builder. But sometimes the exercise to be an owner builder, to do an addition or something, it's over 20 grand. It's more economical to get someone to help them out there. And if they're going to build later on in 4 or 5 years' time, build another residence, well, they'd save more on the residence than what they would do on the addition. So you got to sort of weigh up all those aspects as well. So,
well, the other thing too is that people don't realise the liability they're taking on. As an owner builder, you're responsible not just for the 6 years, and you're responsible for the life of the building, the same as the registered builder is. So if the side of the house tends to sink in 20 years' time, guess who's responsible? You know, if you can be found, you're still responsible.
Yeah, and that's something they don't understand that needs to be explained to them. But if they go on that on those websites, the Building Commission or the Department of Commerce, it's a 12-page document now, which is pretty good. Explains it all to them. So.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much. It was Kim, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks, Kim, for that. And we've got time for just a few more calls. If you get in now, 92211 882.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
I'm Gareth Parker, and I'm looking forward to joining you on 6PR for the morning program in 2017. Join me for Perth's latest breaking news, along with the best interviews and analysis that you can't afford to miss, as it happens, live and local. That's the morning program from 8:30 this Monday, with me, Gareth Parker, on 882 6PR.
Seniors aren't what they used to be, and neither is the WA Seniors Guard. As well as free public transport, I get discounts at all sorts of things, like my morning coffee, new tyres for the car, travel bookings, and a range of health and fitness services. Take advantage of Australia's most generous seniors card program, because seniors aren't what they used to be. Search for WA Seniors Card online. Authorised by the State Government Perth.
This time of year is when many of us are getting our household bills in order. Luckily, the 50 Up Club has just launched a limited time life insurance special offer. For the first time ever, get a massive 25% discount on your first year of 50 Up life insurance. And after that, you'll still get a 20% discount for the life of your cover. Get an obligation free quote at 50upclub.com.au. 50 Up Life Insurance Cover is issued by Australian-owned, award-winning Noble Oak Life Limited and subject to underwriting processes. Any general advice provided by Noble Oak does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. To ensure this cover is right for you, please read the PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
During the BMW Summer Sales Festival, you will receive free on-roads across the range of ultimate driving machines. Begin the year in style and visit Auto Classic or West Coast BMW today. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Buying or selling your property? Then you will need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyances WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
Whatever you get up to in bed, you're going to fall in love with Sleepmaker Relax Adjustable Base. Now available at Harvey Norman. Offering the ultimate in adjustable comfort, quality and support, Sleepmaker Relax is everything you've dreamed of at the simple touch of a button. With this base sleep system and the perfect Sleepmaker mattress, you'll find yourself wanting to spend a whole lot more time in bed. And why not? We should all make more time to relax. See the Sleepmaker Relax now at Harvey Norman.
Liven up your day with peaches, nectarines, apricots and plums. The premium fruit you can afford every day. Choose them for health. Choose them for nutrition. But most of all, choose them for sheer enjoyment. Ideal in lunch boxes to tempt fussy eaters. Choose WA grown to be sure your fruit is picked at peak flavour and fresh to you. Luscious WA stone fruit. Fresh in store. Now, look for the WA sticker.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And after the 10 o'clock news, it will be Sports World with Adam Papalia and Kim Hagdorn. They're in the studio, or they will be in the studio, and I think Tom Moody may be joining them from Melbourne, but we'll know a bit more about that after 10. Let's go to the last couple of calls. Stuart of Hilbert. G'day, Stuart.
G'day, Harvey and the team. I've got a quick question actually regarding to something I think that came up before Christmas on your program. I'm looking at buying a property at the moment, and it's around conveyancing. You talked about conveyancing insurance. You could take like a small insurance on the. I seem to recall you saying about settlement.
Yes.
Ensuring everything was correct on the property. Can you just explain that a bit more?
Title insurance?
Title insurance, yeah. Look, it's a great thing to have. It's very cost-effective. Title insurance enables you to take insurance against items that you're not aware of at the time of purchasing the property. For example, illegal structures that haven't been approved, haven't been disclosed as being approved, and you find out later that the patio at the back wasn't approved by local council, and then there's a whole process in trying to get it approved, or maybe modified. Fences, boundaries that are in incorrect position.
Encumbrances.
Any of those items which...
Easements,
which could cause a bit of grief. They're unusual, but they can cause a lot of grief when they do happen. So it is a very good thing to take out. You'll find your conveyancer or a solicitor will recommend title insurance at the time of going through the process of representing you. Stuart Title is very popular in Western Australia, so highly recommended and value for money.
There, you can remember that, Stuart. Just remember Stuart Title, okay? There you go. We'll get to Keith in a moment. Adam Papalia joins us, and he and Kim will be in the studio, as I said, for Sports World. And Tommy joining you from over east.
Yeah, he certainly is. Tom, will be in to chat all things cricket, given Australia had a pretty comfortable win in the end yesterday with Matthew Wade returning to some form in the one-day international.
How insipid are the Pakistanis. They had Australia on toast.
They did, and they let them off the hook, and then their batting performance was pretty poor, to be honest, and their fielding is never great, but they didn't have a great day yesterday, and hopefully they can put up a bit more resistance in the next couple of one days.
All right, mate, well, you'll be taking calls on 9221882.
Yeah, definitely, we'll chat, try and get to the bottom of the Reece Williams situation at the Glory as well, and Cam Bancroft will join us too.
Okay, good on you, mate. That's coming up after the 10 o'clock news. Time just for one more call, I think, and I've got a text if we get to it. Keith of Yokine. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
Fabulous.
The question I have, we're looking at putting our duplex on the market shortly, but we've had a surveyor have a look at it, and he says the back part of the block is subdivisional, has got potential.
Right.
But when we come to selling it, do we have to go and make sure it's correct, that if we advertise that potential, that it is correct? What do we have to do?
Were you thinking of selling it yourself, were you, or using a rewire agent?
No, we'll probably go through a real estate agent.
Oh, I think that'd probably be a very good idea. Well, then they will certainly, they'll know about the property, they'll know about the zoning in the area, and they will make the appropriate advertising, but obviously very important that you don't misrepresent a property and you give the correct details in relation to the zoning and potential. You said, Keith, that it was a duplex?
It is a duplex, yeah. It's about 506 squares, of which 183 has that potential out the back.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I see what you mean. So, but is what's the title situation? Is it on a strata title or is it a
it's individual on a build, title? I think it's on a build strata, I think, and we have had permission from the next door neighbours to convert it to survey strata.
Survey strata. Okay, yes, good. Okay. Then most likely the agent would be advertising potential development, but, of course, that would be subject to converting it. So as long as it's appropriately advertised, then that's fine, and that certainly should be because it shows the inherent value of the property. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much indeed, Keith. I don't know how you're going to work this out, no, but stick with me on this one. This is a text from, I don't know. If person A buys a block of land and then person B, A's father, then pays for the build of the house to be on the land, right? If person B, that's the father, passes away, does person A assume ownership of the whole property because they have the titles for the land?
Yep.
Yes.
All improvements on the property are a part of the land. Mm. So unless there's a separate agreement, then yes, they would.
Yeah,
it would be my understanding, but they might want to seek legal advice on that. But
yeah, well,
certainly, improvements are part of the property, so unless there's another agreement to the contrary.
If I were you, I would give Paul Donovan and MSD Legal a quick call and MSD he would...
Legal? Yes.
What okay?
You said MSD. MSG? Did you say? No, I didn't say that.
MDS. MDS Legal. Sorry about that, Paul. MDS Legal. He'll be in a few weeks too, of course, to share his expertise with us. That'll be great. Andrew, thank you, mate, for coming in once again. Now, how do people get in touch with you at ABBC?
Well, you can look at my website, which is abbc.net.au. Or you can phone my office, 9200 4200.
Good on you, mate, and we'll have you in on the program again soon. Thanks for your contribution today. It's been a beauty. What have you got coming up, sir?
Oh, I've got a cracker of an auction, a little place at 14 Haynes Street, North Perth, for Irvin and Keening at 11 o'clock. Duplex, survey strata, 458 square metres, just off Angrove Street there.
Mm.
So affordable. We'll be starting the bidding in the sort of mid to 575 range. So it's a fantastic little spot in there. So it'd be a great duplex for someone to buy, a good starter home in the area. And then I've got home opens and looking forward to getting back into it 2017.
Good on you, mate. We will see you next week. Thank you, Andrew. I'll be back at midday for the weekender, Sports World, after the 10 o'clock news.